The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, and welcome to your Texans Daily Podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Fans, remember we have two open practices against the Saints, Wednesday, August 19th, and Thursday, August 20th. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. In this podcast, we have head coach Gary Kubiak's closing remarks from the first preseason game in Kansas City.
The game, Bob, to me, there's a combination that this football team needs to learn to play with. We played very good defense, and we didn't turn the ball over. That's why we won the game. You know, it was a very sloppy night weather-wise, and whoever plays the best defense and whoever finds a way to win. So, you know, I was glad that we did that. We paid a price. We got some guys really banged up, which usually happens when you get out there and in a mess like that. So hopefully we'll get back, and some of these guys, we can get them back on the field as quick as possible.
Who's banged up?
Eric Winston, a little ankle issue. We'll adjust, check him more tomorrow. Delwan Robinson got a stinger. He should be okay. Joel Dreesen has a hyperextended knee. I'll know more about him tomorrow. Troy Nolan broke a hand. It's going to be a while. We'll evaluate him in the next couple of days. DB got a finger. Frank Okram got a shin cut. Tim Bowman, a quad. Grigsby looks pretty serious with an ankle. And then Rex Grossman. Looks like he got a pretty good hamstring, so it's a very long list for first time out. So we're going to have to get back and evaluate where we're at.
And that's why Grossman was pulled after those three plays.
The first play went in when he booted. He said he felt his hamstring pull or pop or whatever, so we'll have to get back and see.
When your guys went out, your head, guys came in, took long, and they didn't. How do you feel to see them pull it out?
Well, I think it's very important. Like, it was such a tough night, you know, weather-wise. And like I said, I thought defensively, guys, we really stepped up. We rushed the passer pretty darn good. You know, offensively, but when we lost Boomer there in the third quarter, you know, we didn't have a two-back scheme to go to, John. And I wasn't going to put I wasn't going to do that to James, but I sure as heck wasn't going to put Vonta back in the game. So we had to really just adjust and go to a one-back scheme, and that made it a little more difficult. But just finding a way to win, that's important. You know, finding a way to dig down deep there at the end and make a play to win the game.
Seeing some out of Chris Brown, that had to be a big boost.
Yeah, that was very exciting, Bob, and that's what he is. He's a big back in the red zone, and you know, gets the ball going downhill, and you know, that's what we need him to do. And then he looked like his old self tonight, so felt very good about his time.
Connor Barwin living up to expectations.
Yeah, he's very athletic. You know, he missed a special team, which cost us a timeout. We had a little issue with some of that stuff there in the second half, but very athletic. You know, of course, he had the one big sack, I think, and of course, and he almost picked the pass off one time. So, you know, he's got a chance to help this football team.
Orlovsky played longer than usual. Your evaluation of his?
Well, we wanted him to play a bunch, and he would have not have played the whole fourth quarter. It's just that Rex went out; he had to go back, and you know, other than that, we'd have to go back to Matt. So, you know, I thought he did some good things. You know, the ball was very difficult to handle. You could tell trying to make some of those throws at the end, but you know, like I told him, he needs to step up, make a few of those plays at the end of the game to keep the offense on the field and you know, get that clock run out. So, but it's a first time out for him with us, and I'm sure he'll be much better next week.
All right. Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news. Also, remember, the 2009 Houston Texans official yearbook is now on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
And we're ready to play. We've got no